scandalized. Sure.
Rascals. That's before they dropped the word young and became just the Rascals. That's the Young Rascals out of 1965, a song that went up to number 52 nationally. I Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore. And it was done by a few groups around here, covered issues, and really good sound by that. I like that song. Welcome to the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. Hope you're going to enjoy the show today and just sit back and enjoy the sounds. We're going to start off with a duo of John and Robin doing a song from 1967, then Billy Bland, and then an uncharted song comes in with Percy Wiggins. So here we go right now with a song called Do It Again, A Little Bit Slower.
Just let go too soon. course, we'll always try to give you happiness with love and tenderness for you.
Little soul sound there from Percy Wiggins, 1967. That was released as a 45. It came out on the Atco label, and it's called Book of Memories, a song that Sam Cooke even did. And I'm not sure if Sam wrote it or not, but good sound by Percy Wiggins. Kind of got that Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett kind of sound going there. So, Billy Bland, You Were Born to Be Loved, 1960 was the date, number 94. Was the height that it went to on the national charts. You know, Billy Bland had this song, Let the Little Girl Dance, and this one came right after that. So, and before that, John and Robin, number 18, 1967, Do It Again, A Little Bit Slower. Let's see, that was John Abner, A-B-N-O-R, J-O-N, A-B-N-O-R, and her name was Javon Robin Braga, B-R-A-G-A. Unfortunately, John was put in prison for life for the murder of his girlfriend in 1980. So, interesting little story there. Okay, let's keep going right now, though, with some good news. We got Bobby Freeman coming up, The Who, and then Lighthouse. So right now we got Bobby Freeman and Do You Want to Dance?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll fly. Yeah, we'll fly.
Lighthouse, One Fine Morning. That's number 24 in 1971 for that group. Before that, The Who, with one you probably hadn't heard in a while. 1968 was the year it came out. Went up to number 40, though. Pretty good sound by them. Call Me Lightning. And then Bobby Freeman with a big hit got us started in 1958. Went up to number 5 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts for Bobby that year. And he would have some other hits after this one, too. So good job by Bobby Freeman. All right, let's keep going now. We got a big Birmingham favorite by the Valentinos coming up. Then the Edwin Hawkins Singers. And then Mamas and Papas. So here we go right now. The Womack Brothers, number 94 for them. It's All Over Now.
Happy day. He taught me how to walk. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
When Jesus wore.
He washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh,
by one of the big groups of the mid-60s, the Mamas and the Papas, I Saw Her Again. 1966 was that year, went up to number 5 on the pop charts. Oh, Happy Day. Boy, I remember that one coming out in 1969. The Edwin Hawkins Singers. Went up to number 4 on the pop charts and number 2 on the R&B. Surprised it wasn't the number 1 hit. That thing got a lot of airplay. And then the Valentinos, who were made up of the Womack Brothers. It's All Over Now. Went up to number 94 on both the pop charts and the R&B charts. But I think around here it probably got more airplay than that and probably went up higher on the local charts around here. 1964. Now, 1 month later, the Rolling Stones would come out with a version, and it would go to number 26. So they went way higher than the Valentinos, and both of them were good versions, but I've always liked that original first. But anyway, good Sam by the Valentinos. Okay, let's keep going here on the BRC Radio Show. We've got the Chiffons going to get us started, Chase Webster, and then Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So here we go right now, the Chiffons, big hit for them, He's So Fine.
Sweetheart, sky. Gonna get me some of that old sweet roll. I'm singing hidey, 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 ho, ho. I've been down so long, bottom look like earth. Once I thought that circumstance was enough to fill my cup. Now I offered all I got, and that ain't no way to live. Being taken by the ones who got the least amount to give. Hidey ho, hidey high, I'm gonna get me a piece of the sky. Gonna get me some of that old sweet roll. I'm singing hidey, 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 hidey ho.
I didn't want to cut David Clayton Thomas off a little short right there. That was Blood, Sweat, and Tears, the lead vocalist by David Clayton Thomas. What a voice he had. 1970, went up to number 14 on the pop charts for that group, Heidi Ho. Sweethearts in Heaven, Chase Webster. Have you ever heard that one? It only went up to number 116 on the pop charts and didn't do anything else anywhere else. But 1961 was the year that came out, and that was kind of his claim to fame, I believe. But you know what? Behind the scenes, he had another claim to fame. Pat Boone recorded one of his songs in 1961, about a month after Chase had recorded the version of this. But Chase Webster wrote Moody River. And so Pat had it go up to number one in 1961, and Chase had recorded it a month earlier. But it didn't do anything, of course, for him. But Pat took it all the way to the top for Chase. Okay, that name of that, by the way, I think I said. But anyway, Sweethearts in Heaven. and the Chiffons with a number one hit on both the pop and the R&B charts, 1963, He's So Fine. And to me, that has one of my favorite breaks in it when they do the little chorus, I guess you call it, the break right there. And I really always enjoyed that part of that song. Okay, we've got Neil Young going to get us started, and then we're going to do our double play of the day. I'm sure you know of a group called Five Man Electrical Band, and they had a big song called Signs. But we're going to play two by them that was not a big hit for them, and it's not Signs. So hope you enjoy the two I picked for them, a little bit different for them. But here we go right now with Neil Young and Walk On.
Sooner or later, it all gets real. is called Earth, and I was sent down here to discover the worth of your little blue planet, third from the sun. Come out and show me what you've done.
Okay, the Five Man Electrical Band. That's a song called I'm a Stranger Here. You know, that's interesting lyrics if you really go back and listen to those if you didn't pick them up the first time. And if you're ever looking for songs that have to do with outer space or Martians, this will be a good one to throw in there. I'm a Stranger Here and I'm Watching Your World. 1973, number 76, it went up to that number on the pop charts. Before that, Five Man Electrical Band, Money Back Guarantee. 1972, and it went up to number 72. And so neither one of these songs did as much as my favorite of them, Signs, but two really good songs, and I think those are probably some pretty good musicians there. They did some good playing and writing there. Neil Young got us started. 1974, only went up to number 69, but seemed like it'd be higher than that. That got a lot of airplay, but anyway, Walk On by him. Okay, here we go. Let's keep going. It's getting close to having to shut down. We got the Pastels and the Corsairs and a group called Happy coming up. So we got two with a little doo-wop sound to it, and then one called a group called we got a group called Blades of Grass doing the song Happy. I'm sorry, but anyway, here we go right now in the Pastels and one of my favorite songs by them, Been So Long.
Since I held you tight, Happy is living all my life with you.
Blades of Grass. Happy is the name of the song. I think I got that backwards earlier. But anyway, the Blades of Grass, Happy, number 87 for them in the year 1967. Blades of Grass, 1967. What was going around in the 60s? Grass. Oh, I wonder. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, the Corsairs before that, Smoky Places. What a great song. Number 12 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B in 1961. Number one on my charts. And Been So Long, The Pastels, another number one song on my charts. But in 58, it only made it to number 24 on the pop charts, but went all the way to number four on the R&B charts. Really good sound by them, Been So Long. Okay, it's almost time to go. We got one more set for one more little couple songs here. So let's do two of them. We got Bill Withers going to do one for us to get started, then Ronnie Hawkins will finish one up that wasn't a charted song by him, an album cut. But right now we got Bill Withers doing a song called Use Me.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they know all that use me stuff. On using me until you use me up, until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up, until you use me up. Sometimes it's true you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high-class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh, baby, when you love me, I can't get enough. Until you use me up, until you use me up. Talking about you, people, it all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, 'cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
Well, if you see Odessa, tell her I'm coming home.
Odessa, baby.
Well, if you see Odessa, tell her I'm
coming home.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh, listen, baby.
My feet's tired of running, got an aching in my bones.
Oh, listen, baby.
Well, I'm tired of running, and I ain't gonna run no more.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh, listen, baby.
Yes, I'm tired of running, and I ain't gonna run no more.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh, listen, baby.
The law gonna get me on my front door.
Oh, listen,
you.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh,
listen, baby. Everybody know that I love no one but you.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh, listen, baby.
They ain't gonna get me for something I didn't do.
Oh, listen, baby. Oh, listen, baby.
Ronnie Hawkins, Odessa, 1959. That came out on a LP called Ronnie Hawkins, which was released, I believe, in 1960, but probably all it was recorded in 59. But there was an EP called Mr. Dynamo that came out in 59, also Ronnie Hawkins that did that version there. So you can find that two different ways, either on an EP or the LP if you want to get that one. Really good sound by him. And before that, Bill Withers, number two on the pop charts, number two on the R&B charts, 1972, Use Me. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening. We are the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I always end my show with an instrumental. And boy, I found a good one this time. This one did chart. But see if you remember this one. This is King Curtis and the Kingpins. And if you like Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love, I think you're going to like this. This is a version they did. It's an instrumental, but I think they really caught the sound of Whole Lot of Love there in that background beat. So give it a listen. But this is Whole Lot of Love, King Curtis and the Kingpins, number 64 on the pop, number 43 on the R&B, 1971. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.